The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Alright, good morning everybody. This is Henry. My name is Henry. I'm calling you from Melbourne in Australia. I didn't want to get too specific, you know, before people like Rudy come chasing me down. I've tried with great effort to stay hidden. And I do actually have one friend on the line. Regrettably, his name is Rudy. Regrettably, he is the co-host. Rudy, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Rudy. Nice to meet you. I'm an alcoholic, homophobic, racist, sexist, except okay. Not in Pride Month. I love all of you. I love okay. Everybody. Rather horny most of the time. Since last episode, I'm still sucking
okay. It.
And yeah, Henry called me, so judge him accordingly. I could not have picked up, but I did pick up, and he called me, not the other way around, you know?
Right.
This is the 69 situation, but he was the 6. He came first.
All right. I did ask Rudy specifically not to go in this direction before the episode, so there you go.
When did you?
Thank you, Rudy. Literally before we started recording. Anyway, Rudy, as always.
Oh, wait. You're gaslighting me. Okay, now I got it. Okay.
No, I'm not.
Do you know that our friends now know you as the gaslighter king? You have trained me so well.
What?
When people gaslight me, I can immediately call them out, but you're still the one that gaslights me effectively and without me noticing. And everybody else notices it on the eppies.
I don't gaslight anybody. I only speak.
You're gaslighting me now, you bitch!
No. Anyway, I have an intro prepared already, because I'm prepared.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I come prepared.
Yeah, take that, bitch. I know you come prepared. Yeah, take that.
What I was going to say, Rudy, is there's a lot of things down here, right, that are from back home that I haven't found an equivalent for, right? For example, good cheese is rare around these parts. They don't tell the Australians because they don't know any better. But I do. So cheese is one of them, but a different one is chips, right? There's a certain type of chips that I liked a lot, loved, I should say, that I didn't find here until 2 days ago. Rudy, would you care to guess the flavor?
Firstly, let me say chips is something also, living in Netherlands but coming from Latvia is also like beef of the fucking year. I'm sorry, but the chip selection Netherlands, like, now I've grown used to it. And I stopped whining about it as much. But, yo, the chip selection here is ass. And if it's even worse down in Australia, Henry, I'm sorry. Anyhow, the chip flavor that you were looking for. Oh, God, let it not be paprika.
No.
No, okay.
I don't know how often I bought these when we did Hangouts, because I'm pretty sure they're quite a niche flavor, and I usually just bought them for myself.
Do you like that acid reflux-inducing ketchup flavor?
Yes, sir. That's the
one.
Oh
my God, I knew it!
Yeah, that's basically my favorite chips flavor, actually. And I couldn't find one.
Depends on which company makes them. Because, for example, which is it? Lay's ketchup, I think. The one that is like wavy chip, not normal. The one that's gay, not straight.
Right.
That one is so much flavor of ketchup. I'd eat one chip and I feel my pores closing up. my face flushes. But so which one is the one you looked for? Lay's?
Yes.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's the one I like.
The wavy
but
one?
I like them both. I do agree that the wavy one can be quite intense. as compared to the non-wavy one. So I'd get them based on what I was feeling like. I couldn't find them down here until just 2 days ago. I was just in a regional supermarket, and what do I spot there? I think it was called tomato sauce.
But that's not the same chips. Is it?
It's a little bit less and slightly different tasting, but the idea was the same, like acid sort of chips. So I was pretty happy.
God, you're such a to have found them again. Snacks, you're such an American kid. You're just gonna eat the nuclear warhead and be like, "Yo, that shit slaps. Give me another one."
That's not even close to comparable. Well, what's considered like a cool kid, not American flavor?
No, it's just that it's like leeks and carrots. I think it's very American to like all those like very acidic flavors.
Name one other acidic.
Like growing up, you always see them like eating candies. That's something like, oh, take this one like ball of slime and it's super sour. Isn't it like Warheads or something like that like an actual candy?
Yeah.
And you always see that in cartoons and media. Like they always eat the acidic ones. So that's why it's engraved in my mind that it's very American.
I don't know. I think they're good. Anyway, I was just happy to have found something that I hadn't had in a long time that I find tasty.
Well, let me be clear. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Rudy. I couldn't tell because you were tearing me down the entire time.
I'm happy for you, and I'm happy for the Tic Tac replacement.
They're not replaced. Literally eat
so you take
at
a chip,
least...
You powder Tic Tacs over it, lace them, and then just into the mouth.
No, the nice thing is now that I'm driving, I just have like a billion Tic Tac packets in my car. So I eat like at least 25 grams of Tic Tacs a day, probably.
Oh.
Don't
worry about it. I'll call medical help. You don't have to worry about it. It's fine.
That's okay. I don't need it. If you were to grab blood from my system, it would be 50% Tic Tac. And I would re-ingest it. That's the red color. Yeah, that was really it. I just wanted to announce people. I did it today.
We've done it. We've got him, lads. We're so back. We're so back, boys.
Honestly, yes. So today we're in Havana in Cuba. Rudy, here's a Havana fact. Cuba fact. It's the largest Caribbean island, and that's all I've got this time. So what have you got?
I know about the vibes of it. My godmother has been. I've seen pictures. Apparently, it's very 80s, 70s. Sort of, at least for in the touristy areas, that's a selling point for them. Probably because of the US blockage and then the USSR influence, but yeah.
Yep, that's probably correct. I do know, and this is mostly because all the articles were mentioning it, that they're kind of running into a lot of trouble there nowadays, economically.
It's been like that for like the past 20 years, I think, because of America.
Well, it's gotten
even
a lot worse.
Worse now, is what you're saying. Yeah, oh, okay.
Yes.
I can imagine.
Sorry.
Some fucking fruit, some orange, decided to run for president. Anyways.
I don't think it's because of him as a primary thing.
I just like to blame him.
Fair enough. Ready? Would you like to go?
I'm a Republican. I just like to blame him for no reason.
All right, ready. Would you like to go to the nudes?
Well, it's the news. So, this is going to be a callback from something that nobody fucking has ever seen, but it's on YouTube, so maybe go and find it. I'll give you a soundbite in my article headline, and you guys sample it and by AI find the video. Anyways. Henry, do you know the video I'm referencing?
No, I don't.
It's us playing Overcooked, man. It's a seagull running into a plane engine.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that now.
Anyhow, passengers on American Airlines Flight 837 that landed in Havana at noon 21st of May landed safely after what could have been a pretty rough landing. This aircraft suffered a bird strike on its front landing gear at a height of 300 feet in areas outside the perimeter of Jose Marti International Airport during landing maneuvers. Henry, here's a hypothetical. If you were a bird trying to take down a plane, how would you do it?
I would make sure I'm inside the plane before takeoff, and then after
just sitting there strapped in, everybody's human, and it's just you, a seagull.
40 minutes after takeoff, I would take out the guns that I had stashed in the baggage compartment, and I would start, well, fill in the blanks, I guess.
As a bird, you don't have to. You have a cloaca.
Okay. Isn't that... like, everything I'm stashing my guns there? Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. So, okay. The result doesn't change then. So,
no.
Rudy, my alternative is flying into an engine, I guess, and dying in the process.
Can I just say, whoever wrote this article, fucking sickos, because I don't know who thought it's a good idea to put a picture of this, of a bird stuck and mangled in landing gear, because I saw a picture without consent. I was just scrolling through the article, looking at some point, there was a picture. And, like, honestly, I kind of scrolled past initially, because I didn't care that much. Just that there was a picture. I just assumed, because I didn't pay attention, that it's just... like something got fucked up for the landing gear. That's what they're showing. And then whilst extracting sentences from the article, I actually did inspect the pictures. Like, nope, there's just birds mangled in there. Like, in all, you know, just disgusting stuff. And I was like, thanks, fucking fuck off.
Yeah, that's nice. Nothing like seeing some gore without your consent.
Yeah, no, I hate when that happens. Happens more than you would like.
The bird got stuck in the landing gear then?
Yeah, it's like a bird strike, multiple, something like that.
Jesus.
I mean, yeah, listen, everybody's going on a strike.
Nice.
Now here in Big E, we have train strikes. And it's been going on for... I think it's going to be, like, officially it's been like already, like, 3 days have been scheduled. And then next week they're still doing the fourth day. So a lot of students, there was a lot of exemptions for exams and stuff like that because students couldn't come to uni.
Yeah, okay. They're actually doing bus strikes here nearby me, actually, tomorrow as well. So there you go. It's a global phenomenon. But now that I drive with my car, I'm just like, it doesn't matter.
you're passing them, yo, kids, stay back in the sandbox. We're the big guys. And just driving fast, one hand out the window, the other one on the wheel. Driving over child without seeing it, but you're like, psh, I'm cool. I'm cool like that.
That's right. I got one of those trucks that are like 3 meters above the ground, so that way I make sure to hit all the children, but I don't see them. so it's not on my conscience, you know?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, they're asking for it. Also, if a child is 3 meters high... you should kill it, because that's a beast. That is something that no human should be able to just make. So
yeah. There you go. All right. Well, that's nice, Rudy. I've got... here's one. I tried to rephrase the title a bit, but I couldn't do it really well. Cuban restaurant ahead of the times with robot waiter. And with ahead of the times, I mean... ahead of the times for Cuba, not for the rest of the world. So a Cuban restaurant has installed like digital menus and they're serving people with the robot waiters, like in Datawan. Cuba is often considered behind on technology, so this is a bit of a glimpse into what could be and to what's exciting for Cuba. And then my question, this was just really a jumping off point for me, is... what do you think of the robot waiters, Rudy? And what do you think of, like, QR code ordering?
The
QR code menus as well.
Yeah. For me, I guess honestly, I'm one of those people where it depends on the mood. Honestly, sometimes I'm like, I mean, you know me. I love people. Love people. Everybody loves people. I love people most.
Right.
Especially boys. Me and the boys, we vibe. We the club.
Right.
Anyways, I go to the club sometimes. And I see waitresses being like, oh, hi, what you gonna order? And I'm like, hey, so this, this, and that. Sometimes, she's like, hi, sister. Sometimes she comes up, she's like, hey, what you gonna order? And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Don't breathe my way, don't speak my way, I'll pull a Glock on you. Go away.
Right. That's just when you're feeling misogynistic.
It doesn't really depend. Like, I don't care if the person has titties or not. Like, it's more, it's more about the, I don't, I am a, the QR code gets rid of your anxiety to order, where it's like they come up to check you once in a while to sort of rush you a bit. And I like, I guess QR is what I prefer these days because I'm just so used to it, honestly. And robot waiters.
Fair enough.
I think the place that you mentioned, for those who don't know, in Eindhoven, there's a place named Dadawan. And for context, what they do is all the big dishes, like poke bowls or the steaks and stuff like that, those are brought by your, like just human waitresses, right? Or waiters. And then something smaller, like drinks or some plate of sushi or spring rolls or something like that, that is brought by a pallet robot. So I think that kind of mix is good. Where it's like the stuff that is just like it, I guess like the little stuff can be brought by robots. Because I don't think I ever can see an effective robot waiter doing everything, you know? Because as waiters, you're supposed to do that thing where it's like, whose food is it? And then they place it, you know, like right there. And especially in the other one where it's like hot plates and stuff like that. Because it's like the stone bowl. I know, like, I don't ever see it being effective, like, to fully integrate.
Yeah, I don't know, I think it's a funny novelty, but it kind of wears off after a while, is the way I see it. There's a restaurant not too far from me that uses these robot waiters, but it's, like, so small. Like, it's, like, literally 10 tables, right? So, it's kind of inconvenient, almost, for it to, like, it would be easier if they would just walk it out. And then secondly, the way the robot, like if I'm sitting towards the, like on the side of the wall, right? The robot kind of like comes up to me, like facing me, and then the food's behind it. So I have to like reach around to grab the stuff. And it's
and then you just really get in there, like grow up all the gears and stuff.
Yeah.
The robots need consent?
I would say so. But you know, one thing leads to another and the robot like...
And the robot just goes, hey...
Hey.
Can I get your number? Hey! Hola! Are you feeling bonita today? Muy bonita!
Yeah. It's a robot that, I don't know, speaks. I don't know, like, what would you
it's
even
like,
call
it's
that?
Not supposed to. You think the robot doesn't. The moment you touch it, he's like, yo. Yo. Hands up. Hands up. I'll tase you.
That's actually pretty good. I like that. Just a robot that only talks when
like,
you.
Yeah, maybe think of them as pets, where it's like, it's okay. She's allowed in here. Betty, heal. Heal, Betty. And the robot just goes, don't worry. She don't bite as you see a Roomba just completely obliterating a child trying to ram him over.
All right. Already, yeah, that was kind of it. It's not that exciting. It's just they got that in a restaurant in Cuba now as well.
Well, talking about businesses and stuff like that in Cuba, next article is, want to go see a movie? Question mark.
Okay.
So, a TikTok video recently went viral showcasing the cinemas in Cuba and left the internet quite shocked. Instead of armchairs, wooden stools. Instead of a big screen, an LG TV widescreen, I must admit. And snacks, whatever you bring for yourself. Truth be told, Henry, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
All I see are stonks. Let's open our own cinema. You don't need that much, it seems.
Yeah, okay. I reckon a white wall, a projector. I mean, you don't need that much. You genuinely don't need that
don't
much.
Don't need a white wall. Buy white bed sheets. It works with a projector.
I guess it depends on the situation, right? Like, unfortunately, where we are, there's going to be a lot of competition who probably have a better offer than white bed sheets and loose wooden chairs.
Listen, it's all about how you sell it, right? That's all
Right.
there is to it. It's about the selling point.
Right, we
So
call it a very homely experience.
now listen. It's all about business, you know? We mobilize. So you can either do big billboard, Jason Statham in the new movie, Beehive. Do that and then blast everywhere. Or come up to a person, hey.
Stop.
You come up to a person and say, hey, so I'm opening a new cinema. I have a Glock in my pocket. Want to go see a movie? Buy a
Right.
ticket.
Have you ever been to a drive-in theater?
Thought you're going to say drive-by shooting. I'm like, nope. Nope, I
No,
haven't.
but that would have been my follow-up. But have you ever been to a drive-in theater?
No, haven't seen the appeal of it as well, though.
Yeah, I've got one not too far away, and I'm wondering if it's worth it. But then, like, I don't know. It seems like it would just be kind of difficult to watch. And if you're paying the same
Yes.
price anyway, why would you not just.
It's about fucking Henry, because in your car you technically have more privacy and stuff like that. Let's be honest.
Right. Well, fucking you can also do at home, luckily, so I feel like.
I mean, there is some certain charm of it to do in a car by lakeside.
Okay.
Don't you know the
Screen
song?
side.
The what's it called from Meatloaf?
Fucking in the car by the lakeside. Is that
No, it's called Paradise by Dashboard Light.
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
Wait, what was it? Let me. Oh, Jesus, it's so loud. Yeah. And then what was that? Wait, I'm gonna try to find what the chorus is.
Yep. Yeah, this is great stuff for audio.
Yeah. It's just the famous song. It's like millions of views. It's old as hell by now, but it's something along the lines like, though it's cold and lonely in the deep dark night, I can see paradise by the dashboard light. And it's about
Doesn't sound
fucking in a
familiar.
car. And the whole
Right.
song is like, it's one of those, his songs are super long. This one is, yeah, 8 minutes, 28 seconds. The whole song starts, I think that's the story, at least. That's how I interpret it. Where they're barely 17 and they're fucking in a car by a lakeside. Then they cut to this American baseball or football commenter who just talks like how you would in a baseball game, but talking about a guy pitching, or basically he's scoring, you know, third base or whatever the fuck. And then they start cutting to the thing of where the girl wants him to admit that he's in love. He's there like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. He doesn't say, doesn't say, doesn't say. And then eventually he does say that he loves her. And the song ends of him, I think the most iconic lyrics, and I don't know, they're always stuck in my head. He says, I'm praying for the end of time. It's all that I can do, praying for the end of time so I can end my time with you. Because he's now stuck with this
Okay. Right. Then just break up, sir. That's my recommendation.
It's a very
Anyway.
famous song. I actually like the vibe of it. I quite like the
All right.
soundy. Okay, let's go to the ad. Drunk, in his own stupor, using all the axes of the grid to traverse the Cartesian coordinates. You know him, you've seen him, you look down upon him. He's a drunk. Alcoholism is a real problem, they say. And I reply, is it? He right now is most likely using all his brain power to propel. He ain't thinking about nuclear war. He's a drunk. He right now is keeping his liquids down before they give him a taste. He ain't trying to slur at me. He's a drunk. He right now feels like he's on a ship as he walks home on paved roads in the flattest country on earth. He ain't killing the planet by driving his Ram or BMW. He's a drunk. Where you see problems, I only see solutions. Now you think this ad is me propaganding alcoholism? Well, you're right. So lovelies, from now on, sex on the beach, only with some ice on top. The Cosmopolitan, non-readable in a glass. And Bacardi Coke, only in liquids. Cheers, divas!
I think that's a great message. That's what everybody has to hear. People, we need to all be permanently shit-faced so that nothing, no, like, evil can happen.
Honestly, the only thing keeping us from evil is just a couple of glasses of liquid fun.
That's it. How can anything bad happen if everybody's completely drunk
all
the time?
I'll go back to visit my parents in Latvia, and there's going to be a medical expert waiting for me to just have an appointment. I'm going to get locked up.
You got a, like, an intervention on arrival. Oh, have you ever done an intervention?
I have done it, and I've been the center of one, let's put it that way.
For what?
Out of all reasons for me not being vulnerable enough.
Still think when was that?
Fucking bullshit. Anyways, it was like 2 years ago by my friends. I was not vulnerable enough, according to them. Fucking.
I wasn't there, was I?
No, you were not there. That's why I'm still friends with you and not the rest of them. They were fucking backstabbers.
All right. God bless. Really, I think you're too vulnerable. I wish you would shut your damn mouth. All right.
All right, go do your thing.
All right, everybody, close your eyes and picture this. You explore the small city streets, hopping from place to place to enjoy some authentic rum and cigars. After a long night, a mysterious man walks up to you in the street, suggesting that you join him for some more drinks. Not having anything better to do, you join the man on his way home. On arrival, he locks the door behind you, but you make yourself comfortable in the living room. After a bit of chatting, you find yourself falling asleep on the couch. After a brief nap, you wake up, tied to the couch. You panic, but you cannot get away. The friendly man hypnotizes you, instilling you with a deep fear of capitalism and convincing you to be a communist. You resist, yet it's not enough. And before you know it, you're a goddamn commie whose new life mission is to infiltrate the greatest country on earth to spread the gospel of communism. So if you'd like to experience what Americans thought Cuba was like in the 20th century, then maybe Havana could be your next destination.
You have no idea how much we synced up on this. So, buckle up, foreigners, because most likely you have never been to Cuba due to American propaganda. Hence, this going local and keeping an eye out will be your only mental pictures of Havana. First, do you like girl pop? Havana, unana. I left my East Atlanta, unana. Yeah, anyways, that was their national anthem sang by Kabila Cabello. And she's always there, always singing, so you better like her music. Second, do you like Coke? Not the snorting type, the liquid joy one. I do. And unfortunately, officially speaking, there are only two countries in the world where Coke does not directly distribute its product. North Korea and Cuba. Do you like the charm of the Soviet Union from 70s and 80s? And okay, jokes aside, truly like the old cars, clothing style and buildings. Because I do know someone who has been to Cuba multiple times and actually has been adamant that that's the vibe down there. So to sum up, if Kabila Cabello singing the anthems of Havana, gulping down illegal Coke named Coca-Cola whilst driving an 80s Moskvich is not the mental image of Havana in your head, then I'm sorry, but look for travel destinations elsewhere.
All right. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
All right. Gorgonzola. Ready? Lovely. Sounds great. My radio recommendation, regrettably, is CMBE Radio Ciudad Havana. Because mostly it was the only radio I could get to work on my end. And the music sounded like what I imagine is on in the background of cult gatherings. So I'm sure there's better stuff out there, but if you want to feel indoctrinated, then that's the go-to.
What if you actually found the fault with like a cult gathering and just listened in on some top secret shit without knowing?
Then I guess I spoke too much and I might be in danger soon.
Well, for my radio suggestion, Radio Encyclopedia, for my suggestion, as I think some people should open one at least once in their lives.
Okay, nice and patronizing. my local business is to go have Cuban rum at one of the many cafes, which I couldn't pick, but there's plenty of choice. And my recommendation for starting a local business is to smuggle cigars out of the country. Though I'm not sure if it counts as a legitimate business, but it will make you money.
Cigars, you say? For my local business, I suggest the one place of true romance in Havana, the Romeo y Julieta Cigar Factory, where you and your date can go catch lung cancer together.
That's nice. Although, I think smoking cigars is supposed to be not unhealthy, from what I understand.
That sounds like hella chain-smoking propaganda. You understand that, right?
Yeah, but the idea is that you're not inhaling. You're not letting the smoke go to your lungs. It's just in your mouth, is the idea.
So, yeah. So, just teeth rot.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, your dentist gets a little extra business. What's the difference?
At least you're not dying. When you put it that way, people need jobs, especially dentists. So, yeah, you know what? Keeping an eye out.
There you go. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining
keeping
us.
Keeping an eye out and your teeth in. That's what dentists do.
Thanks for joining us in Havana on this lovely, whenever you're listening to it, day. Yeah, this was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah. And you can go listen to Colossal Pengu on Twitch as our dear friend. You can find Rudy at Instagram.
000RUDIS 000. Three zeros, Rudy's three zeros. At Insta. 1 gram.
You can find me on the streets spreading communist propaganda. And you can find you can find us both together next time in...
I don't know.
Drum roll, please.
Oh, okay.
Innsbruck in Austria.
Let's go. Mountains, Gandalf. I want to see mountains again.
I don't know anything about Harry Potter, so that doesn't work for me.
That's Lord of the Rings.